I'm gonna make a motion to deny lot 40.
I'll second that.
Okay, now, we've got a motion and a second to deny, so now we need further clarification on why we would have the denial based on the 8.
I'll give you my clarification. This home, which I realize this is a rough drawing, but this is virtually a box built to house people. It was never built to, for a person that's building a retirement home or be a part of a community. It's a motel built out in a subdivision the way it's presented to us on both these applications, and I think that's what it would actually turn into there, and I'm just not in favor of it.
Other comments?
Part of my decision based on number 4 and parts of number 1.
And on 4 and 1, can you be specific on? Mine would be there's no nightly rentals adjacent, and it would not be compatible.
That also. I mean, it's not compatible. They're all single-family residential.
Or the operating characteristics would be drastically changed for nightly rental. Any further discussion? Scott, is that, we got enough there?
So the first one is the home is shaped more like a motel, not a single family residential home like the others, and then no other nightly rental units approved within this part of the subdivision. And then operating this does not fit. It would change the neighborhood, which
it
is that number 4?
Because yes. It gives them ability.
But that's the part of it that would change the neighborhood.
24 people on 2 lots.
Correct, by the number
the
of
the rest
people.
Of them are single family
traffic,
lots.
Traffic generation's another one okay. On there.
Nope, those are the items we need.
Okay, so we've got a motion and a second. Any further discussion? All those in favor of denying the application for lot 40, raise your hand and say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Can we have a motion for the second lot, lot 42?
I'll make that motion for the same reasons.
Okay, we've got the
I'll second.
Motion and second for the same reasons, Scott. Does that work?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'll just put those down to the.
Okay, so we've got a motion and second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor of denying the application for lot 42, raise your hand and say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed?
Okay.
So next up, we have 198 Stony Point Drive, Hollister.
Okay. Case number 2116 is Mike and Amber Schumann are seeking planning commission approval of a conditional use permit for nightly rental use in an existing 4-bedroom single-family home located in an R1 residential district. Per the Taney County Assessor's information, properties approximately 80 by 145 irregular in size with a single-family home built in 2008 located on lot 26 in the Field Stone Bluff subdivision. The surrounding properties are all zoned R1 residential in this subdivision. Property is served by Branson Creek Water for water and Branson Creek Treatment Plant for wastewater, which I think may have connected to the sewer by now. Okay, I knew it was going to, but I didn't know if it had. So again, this is our standard staff recommendations. Four-bedroom, single-family home would have advertisement for 10 occupancy. With that 10 occupancy, they'd need five parking spaces for five vehicles. So the Fieldstone Bluffs are the single-family homes. In the past, and this is the old code, this is the first one in Fieldstone Bluffs you've heard under the new zoning regulations. These were past approvals. There's actually been a total of 10 nightly rental permits. Some of them have been doubled up, sold, and then another approval. And then there's one that came through under the same guidance code that was denied, and it was the one right here on the corner. And I had a few pictures of the single-family home. I just took pictures along each side of the home. And I just took one of the backyard. With that, I would turn it over to the applicant.
Hello.
Hello. My name's Courtney Gable. I worked for the Shookmans for about 11 years and a family friend. They got this property to, when they had a family visit, to come in and visit, and also have the option to use it as a short-term rental. With that, the property's managed 24/7. I live in Highlandville, and Julie deals with most of the, you know, anybody, the family that's checking in or whoever, that's what she would be doing. We are fully aware to do the recommendations and, you know, manage this property. The backside is fenced in and it has the bluff as well, so there's no trespassing, anything of that. The trash, anything of that, is well managed by, like I said, myself, who's 24/7 ready. We have emergency contacts, everything listed. It's just very managed and properly taken care of.
Any questions for the applicant? So on who's going to manage it?
Julie and myself.
Okay. So, and where do you live at?
I live in Highlandville.
Okay. Any other comments, questions? Do we have anybody in the audience that signed up to speak on behalf of the application, for the application? Okay. Opposed to the application that wants to speak? Why don't you go ahead and have a seat? Do you have an order that you want to go in?
I'm Doug Held. I spoke to this group 2 months ago regarding two other ones that were applications for nightly rentals. I have many issues with this, but I'll begin by saying that the person who owns this property and manages this property is not anywhere near this property when renters are there. So renters are not held accountable. There's little screening or vetting done before they come into our neighborhoods for one or more days. Some nightly rentals are fine, but unfortunately many of them are not. They pay no attention to our community rules and regulations regarding parking, noise, pool use, fireworks, trash, etc. We are a community of mostly full-time residents, and it's quite disturbing when people come for a few days and think they can do whatever they wish, whenever they wish, and wherever they wish, with no repercussions, because they will be going home in a few days. I urge this board to deny this request.
Thank you. Next.
Hello, my name is Ken Lazat, and I want to thank you for the opportunity to speak. I'd like to begin by stating that I'm against approving this permit, and my reasons are twofold. They fall into two categories. One's financial, one's nuisance. Usually what happens is somebody applies for a permit and then does nightly rentals. these new residents have just opened up their home on Airbnb for nightly rentals with disregard to the county rules and to the HOA rules on this matter. And basically, our HOA is trying to keep us a good neighbor and financially responsible. So the category of finance, what I mean by that is they are operating a commercial environment, and what upsets me personally is that they're paying less tax valuation than I am across the street, basically. And they're making thousands of dollars a month, and they're paying less taxes than I am. The second thing, more important, is if there's a tragedy on the property, for example, fire codes and what's necessary for fire safety. If there's an incident and a loss of life, not only is someone going to go after the homeowners with potential legal action, but also the whole HOA community. So that puts everybody at risk. And quite frankly, it's totally avoidable and unnecessary. So basically what I'm trying to say is if past behavior is any indication of future activity, we have really a high-maintenance neighbor that's come in the neighborhood thinking they can do whatever they want, whenever they want. We're not a resort. We're a residential community, as mentioned, basically senior citizens. They have an advertisement on Airbnb that they talk about it being a paradise, and they talk about all the amenities. Well, they tell people to come and enjoy the pool and also come and hike on our trails. Well, Johnny Morris is bought the property that our community is in. He's closed the trails.